are listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If you're thinking of beginning a business, need to scale your business, and or possibly sell your business, then you're in the right place. In this show, I will share my five C's: clarity, courage, confidence, commitment, and compassion. I'll break them down weekly and share the secrets to my success. My name is Megan DiMartino, and I have built 3 7-figure businesses that I began, scaled, and sold myself. Welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. Blessings on your journey. Hello, 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 and welcome to Teach, Motivate, and Inspire. I'm Megan DiMartino, and it is Monday, the 30th. Yes, the 30th of November. Tomorrow is December 1st, and this is going into the last month of 2020. And I want to speak to you today, guys, about something serious, something really, really serious. It's something that I have been observing. I have been watching others, their pattern of what they're speaking about, how they're speaking about things, and I want to raise your awareness of this so that you're paying attention to others. Yesterday, I read that a post from CNN that they published yesterday that last month, more people in Japan died from suicide than they did from COVID-19 all year in Japan. And it said, the last sentence of it was, this may be a warning for the rest of the world. And actually the post had a photo, an image of the Eiffel Tower in Paris. So suicide, I am not an expert on suicide and I'm not going to speak about that. But what I will say that if anyone takes their life, they're at a desperate place. They feel that there is no hope, that there are no opportunities for them, that they don't see, and I'm not being trivial about the title of my book, but they don't see any possibilities and they see nothing over the horizon. When this started happening in my life, my personal life in March, meaning my business, I've had a lot of challenges, but I've never been told to close my doors, to lock up and walk away. That week before, I had the girls start calling guests that were coming in for the next 2 weeks, because at that point, we were told that we'd probably be able to reopen in April, mid-April. So we did that. We called people from the end of March, from March, let's say 23rd through April 15th. And it was over 100 people, 100 clients, 100 customers that I just walked away from, so to speak, and locked that door. I had a staff that I was responsible for. I didn't know anything about PPP money or anything of the like. I obviously knew that they could file for unemployment at some point, but again, it was such an unknown. But if you don't have faith, and if you don't have hope, then you walk into this abyss of nothingness, and there are no tools that will ever help you to overcome that. So without hope, there is nothing, but faith is the fuel of hope. So the scripture, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, with the evidence not seen. So meaning that you walk in faith, like the Israelites did, you know, when they didn't know that God was going to open the Red Sea, but they walked. They walked in faith. They were told to walk. So that night on March 21st, when I knew, we said our goodbyes, hugs, and locked the door, the end of the day on a Saturday, March 21st. And I just sat there and I was quiet. And I just said to, I just prayed and said, Father, what do I do now? What do I really do? And I just sat there and I just was quiet. And I just had this inner voice saying, don't go dark, don't go dark. So with that, I had no idea, zero, what Monday was going to hold. But what I did do is I got up and did my morning, you know, early morning goals and gratitude, my exercise, my quiet, my prayer work. And then I got dressed, made coffee, got dressed, and went down to the spa. And that month of April, when we were totally closed from the 23rd of March through May 18th, but the whole month of April, we were closed. And that month of April, we sold as much Novitas Spa Clinical products as we did in March, because I did prepare. I knew the week before that the handwriting was on the wall, and I pulled in a fair inventory from my warehouse in Dallas, and I prepared. Did I know anything about curbside? Did I know? No. Did I know that FedEx was going to be open? No. Did I know anything on those details? No. But what I did do is I prepared. So preparing for things is critical. But if you have no hope, if you have no understanding of faith and hope, you just walk like a zombie, outwitting the devil. It calls in hypnotic motion. You're just in that hypnotic motion. You're going along. And I mean, how can in 8 months people without any, instruction, wear a mask outside all day, and they see nobody, but they have a mask on? I live in a complex. It's not huge, but there's other people here. And I see people walking with masks, and there's nobody in the parking lot. They're taking their garbage to the garbage area, and they're walking their dog, better yet, and they have masks on. That's that programming, guys. That's programming that we're all, that if you turn on the news, so the first thing too, other than preparedness, but is turn off the TV. Do not listen to that, because that is just filling your spirit with fear, because fear will kill faith. So when you have no faith and all you do is fill your spirit with fear, then there is no hope. It's hand in glove. Just listen to that again. When you do not have faith and you walk in fear, you walk in a spirit of fear, then there is no way you can have hope, because fear and faith cannot live together, do not live together. They shun out each other. They dissolve each other. So you must choose faith over fear. You hear that? I've seen that quote that, published on Facebook a lot, and Instagram and the like. But just don't allow these things to be in your ear gate and then go. Bring it into your spirit. Visualize it. Visualize what that is saying, that faith is the substance. Substance, it's meaning it's amorphous. It's not tangible. You don't feel it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, with the evidence not yet seen. So how do you get to that place? I shared earlier, I write it down. I write down what is so meaningful and important to me, what I'm thankful for first, because you could say, oh, please, what am I thankful for? You woke up. You have this opportunity this day. You have the opportunity to walk in to be the person that God created you to be. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Don't misunderstand. But what I am saying is break it down into small, manageable parts. And with that, write down what you're grateful for. And you will be blown away at how much you are thankful for. I mean, do you have feet? Can you walk? Do you have legs? Can you walk? Do you have breath? Can you breathe? Do you have eyesight? Can you see? Do you have fingers that you can type and do and play a violin or, you know, a saxophone or so forth? Do you have a mind that can think? Don't be a sheeple. Listen, listen for God's voice. He still speaks. I wrote on Thanksgiving, you know, listen for that small voice. Listen, God is everywhere. He is within us everywhere. Stand tall, take the first step. The second and third step will be revealed to you. But call news is ringing in the air. It's reaching through the mist of circumstances everywhere. It is. It's there. But you've got to stop and be quiet and listen for that small voice. In April, I put my book, which is on Amazon, it still is, put it on the MeganDiMartino website.com for free so that you could download the PDF. You'd read it right there. It's a small book, but it gives hope because I have had many challenges. I don't go into depth of them, and that many of those will come in my next book, but it's going to start in my course called Uncover, Start, Scale, and Sustain. Create the life that you want to lead and live. And so that is coming soon, and that will be out before the end of this year. And we will, it'll have workbooks and tools, but a lot of videos, and I'll be with you. And I am here for you. There's so many people here for you. Danelle Delgado has a 24-hour marathon of Danelle, Danelle Uncovered. Go to her website, Danelle Delgado/ I'll put it up here. I have it written down. I'm not sure what this forward slash after that is. But the point is, so many people who've been through so many things, we're not special. We just keep moving. We keep going. And we are here for you. So know that faith is that substance. But you have to do the work. You have to go within. You have to, the Bible is, even if you're not a Jesus person or a God person, it's a great self-help book. It is a great tool. And it especially the words of Jesus in the red line, it will give you that insight. This man who walked this planet for not, I have no idea how many people are watching right now, but Glenn, as he said this morning, Glenn Lundy, about, and he said this on Friday, actually, on Unique Leaders Live, but Jesus got up every day, like he didn't go dark, speak to one person, maybe a group of 10 to 15, but regardless, he would do it for one. He's here for us all. So just know that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope for. As Zig Ziglar says, hope, if there's hope in the future, there's power in today. But you have to have hope for the future. So why would someone commit suicide? It's because they are hopeless. And so I am here for you today and every day. On my website, there is a place just to send a message, and I will get back to you personally. If you not just from a desperation position, but any place that you just need some encouragement, some information to make that first step, contact me. My email is megan@megandimartino.com. You can always email me there. I am here for you. As Napoleon Hill says, a profiting from adversity. Now, that's a whole chapter and that's a whole structure, but meaning that I would not be sitting here today with you if I had not taken that next step after the company that I was buying Glycolic back did a hostile takeover and stole it, basically. And if I had not gotten that message in that small voice saying, take that first step, I'm here for you, Psalm 37, I wouldn't be sitting here with you. I'm not saying I wouldn't have done anything else. I'm sure I would have because I'm a creative person. But what I am saying is I would not be sitting here and being able to share with you my own challenge, my own hope through adversity. So as Napoleon says, and Think and Grow Rich, and Sharon Lecter, Think and Grow Rich for Women. It is profiting from adversity. You're learning from that. You're learning and growing, but you can't stop. You keep going, you keep going, you keep going. And by the grace of God, gentlemen knocked on my door March 31st, 10 days later. I had just finished a live. I was closing up for the day, and I thought he was coming to get something for his, you know, wife or girlfriend or whatever, and opened the door, and he asked me if I was interested in selling my business. Now, I wasn't interested in selling the product line. I wasn't interested in selling the trade name, which is federally trademarked. I wasn't interested in selling the website and the opportunity to continue to reach you with product. But the brick and mortar, the day in and day out of that, I was absolutely ready to step away from. And so I'm not saying he wouldn't have contacted me if I hadn't been there, but it certainly would have been months later, and he probably would have found another business that he could have put his investment capital into. So it's that being present, it's being there and being expecting. Visualize it. That's that hope. Visualize it. What your dreams, goals, and aspirations are. Visualize it. Visualize it. Then verbalize it. And then write it down. Write it down. Write it down on tablets and repeat that. So see it, speak it, write it, and continue to speak it daily, AM and PM. And that will start to manifest. We are spirits having a human experience. We are spirits, and we are here to overcome the world through Jesus Christ. The tools, and whether you, as I said, you know, have ever read the Word of God, if you have ever studied anything from that point, you don't have to be at this moment a believer of that, but the words are so rich in wisdom and truth. And that's what we need today. We need wisdom and we need truth. So we need to go to truth. So faith is the substance, that amorphous in the spirit. Faith is that substance of things hoped for with evidence not yet seen. So I hope this helped someone today to know that it's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. I am at a place in my life where many people my age would absolutely not be doing what I'm doing, but that matters not to me because A, I couldn't breathe if I wasn't creating and connecting with you. And B, what else would I do? So I have so much information that God has given me to share with you. And I'm so excited about sharing it, not only today, but every day. So please do join me on Facebook at Megan DeMartino, the official Megan DeMartino, but also at my personal page, which is where you probably are. You can also always find us over at NovitasSpa.com. And we are just here for you. And we are now beginning to ramp up the products again. My new NovitasSpa.com is going to be live, I'm sure, by the end of the week. And so it will no longer look like a spa site, but it will be our shopping cart and business and tools for you, and of course the book. So we are just so excited about this, and step by step by step, take that first step. And you know, during that lockdown, myself and Elizabeth Hauser, we were so busy beginning to create many of these things. And that was long before the gentleman knocked on my door. We started doing these lives. We started working on a new website, megandemartino.com, and doing everything in between, because I knew in my spirit it was time. The word that is used today is pivot. I call evolve. It was time for another evolution to take this information and take it to the world and help you, to be an encouragement for you, to know that there is always hope and infinite possibilities just over the horizon. So please call, text, not text, but call and or put a message on the info contact area on megandemartino.com and soon to be on novitasspa.com, and they will be linked together. So it will, we'll certainly get those. But we have so many things coming over the horizon for you and tools to help anyone in any place of your, where you are in your lives. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. So go and, you know, download that book, excuse me, and truly enjoy it. I wrote it for you. I wrote it for encouragement and hope and infinite possibilities. So we will see you on Friday. And boy, do we have a treat Friday for Unique Leaders Live, Heather Parody. And Heather has become Glenn Lundy's co-host, I guess you'd say. But she, in her own right, is an amazing speaker. She is a special, special woman. My friend, my dear, dear friend, Carla Runner, who knew her back in the day when she lived in Little Rock, Arkansas, and they went to the same church. Carla said to me, I knew that girl was destined for greatness. And so she is. And she is just fulfilling her destiny. And she will share her story, because the success that you see today is in the story. Didn't just happen. So that's what I want you guys to know as well. It is an evolution. One step, next step. And then it will, once you are on a trajectory, you and have an understanding of your purpose, your passion, your talent, then the world will open up with a power of association, and you will take action, and you couple that with faith. And that is the success formula created by Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed in 3 Feet from Gold. So there's never, just take that step and keep going, because don't get to that third foot and say, oh, it's not working. If it's resonating in your spirit, keep going. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly am blessed to be here for you. And please do share this out. It would mean so much to me, but it would also, I know there's one person out there that this will resonate with, and they need this today. When I saw that post from CNN, oh my goodness, if you just joined me now, there was a post yesterday from CNN saying that last month, more people committed suicide, just last month, than all of 2020 in Japan. And it said, the last sentence was, is this happening throughout the United States? What it was the exact word? It may be a warning to the world. That was what it said. This may be a warning to the world. So you're not alone. I am here for you. MeganDiMartino.com. Just send a contact, your contact information, and we will get back to you. So follow us on Facebook this week for many different things, but also it is Cyber Monday. So do go to NobitasSpa.com if you need any products. They are there for you with a special. And then Friday, Unique Leaders Live with Heather Parody. So we'll see you soon, and be blessed. Thank you for listening to Teach, Motivate, Inspire. If I said something today that resonated with you, please connect with me at MeganDiMartino.com. I have a free gift for you, my book, Hope and Possibilities Just Over the Horizon. It's never too early or too late to create the life of your dreams. And don't forget to head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. I truly would appreciate it. Be blessed.